Yeah, I mean, that's one of the top venues in the country, so I expect it to be a lot of fans there, and like I said, it's gonna be a good time.
Do you remember your two games there?
Yeah, I do. Well, last year we played them at home, and then in 2017 we played them there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You had like 50 yards or something?
Yeah, I did. It was all right, dude.
What about the humidity and all that? What are you kind of telling your teammates?
Yeah, that's probably something I need to talk to them more about. But for me, it's something I'm used to. So I'm trying to figure out how I adjust, because I don't know if I've gotten all the way adjusted to the air out here or if I'm still kind of adjusted to the air back that way. So it's going to be interesting for me to see once I get off the plane.
School started up. How was the first day of class for you?
First day of class was always good. You know, it's always kind of going over the syllabus, talking about general things about the semester. So the first day is never too bad.
How was this weekend for you? I mean, breaking down the film. I mean, what was the morale like for you and the guys?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I mean, we're coming off a loss, so I feel like we all made a lot of mistakes in that game. So just trying to go back to the film, correct those things, just so we can kind of have those things like prepared and not make those same mistakes going into this next game.
Describe to me the feelings that you were feeling with your first touchdown for BYU.
Oh man, it was a little late, but like I said, I was just having fun, man, and like I said, I just wish you could have came out on the other side of it, but that was a great atmosphere, and that was a great opponent we played also, so just had a lot of fun throughout the whole day.
Just what comes to mind when people bring up Tennessee to you and your thoughts about Tennessee? What kind of stands out, their traditions or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people just always ask you about the venue, just the stadium, just being in Neyland and stuff like that, so the time I played there was a noon game, so I don't know if the fans were just they probably weren't all the way up yet, and then, you know.
Maybe not lubricated.
Yeah, so we pretty much controlled the game throughout, so they didn't really do too much. But like I said, I remember just pulling up to the stadium. I was like, yeah, this stadium was pretty nice. But other than that, man, you know, you're going to a hostile environment, you just got to be ready.
When you're going to a place that's iconic like Neyland and checkerboard end zones and 100,000 people and all that, do you ever kind of take a moment to sort of compartmentalize and say, like, okay, I got to remember this memory and now it's all business sort of thing?
I think I did that a little bit. Like the first time you go to a stadium, you kind of do that kind of stuff. You're like, oh, man, like your first time seeing something. But
take a selfie.
Yeah, I mean, I probably didn't take a selfie. I didn't take a selfie, but you just kind of look around a little bit and then, you know, you're like, hey, let's get to business. But, I mean, it's my second time seeing it. So it's just like, have you ever rode a roller coaster a bunch of times?
Oh, yeah.
You know, for me, it's kind of like, all right, I've done it so many times, like, you kind of lose the feeling. So
just get to the front of the line.
Yeah, just get to the front of the line. Let's do it. Let's get to business and let's get to work.
If you had your druthers, how many carries would you want in a game?
Whatever it takes to win the game. That's kind of just how I feel, you know, because sometimes you may not need to run it as much, and sometimes you may have to. So I think it's just based on the game and how the game flows, and you know, I trust Coach Grimes, Coach Stewart, and our whole offensive staff. We'll do you know what it takes to win the game.
With both you and Tennessee coming off of kind of tough losses this past week, there's going to be a lot of hunger on both sides.
Yep.
How do you think your hunger is going to match up with their hunger?
I can't really speak for them, but I know, you know, we want to come and rebound from a loss.
Yeah,
so
we
just cleaned up everything right now, watched the film, and just coming out of practice, just getting better each and every day. So we're looking to rebound, you know, after coming off of last week.
What were the major positives that you took away in that tough week that you felt you could build upon going forward for Tennessee specifically?
I feel like we were there, you know. It wasn't like it was 6-9 going into halftime. So I think, you know, we all made some mistakes, and, you know, we cleaned up those mistakes. I think it's a different outcome.